Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Vinny Verga, the CEO with Floors & More. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing super well today, thank you. Kemp, how about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I want to catch up with your summer convention that you held in Nashville last week. And also, you own three or four stores in the Boston area, and we'll catch up with them as well. Let's start with the meeting you had last week. Bold move, because not too many people are meeting today face-to-face, and you held a physical meeting with people together as a group. Give us a rundown. That was in Nashville last week, right?
It sure was. We have a group of advisory council members, 10 members sit in that group, and they advise us on what to do. And about, I'm going to say 75 days ago, we had a meeting with them and said, look, we have to make a decision about our event for the summer. Should we have it or should we postpone it?
Yeah.
And 90% of them said, we really think you need to have it. We think people need it. And we made the decision, obviously, to honor what they said, and we moved forward with it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I think things got hotter from a perspective of new COVID cases.
Yeah.
As the weeks went by, and that ended up with us having a reduction in attendance. Normally, we'd have somewhere between 60 and 70% of showrooms represented.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, my guess is we were closer to maybe 45% of the showrooms represented. So we definitely felt, particularly the last 2 weeks, a significant number of cancellations. But we still had quite a few people there. And the vendors really enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. We had a lot of great content. And our challenge right now is taped everything. Now we're trying to, we taped, we Zoomed, and we were live.
Yeah.
So we were, okay. We really tried to make it as accessible as we could for everybody, because we think you have to respect everybody's feelings during these difficult times.
All right, let's set the stage for a second. Floors & More is the parent organization. You basically have two brands out there at retail. You've got Floor to Ceiling, which is a membership group, and Big Bob's, which is a franchise group. Is that right?
That's 100% correct. Yes, sir.
And just rough count, how many people were in Nashville last week?
If I did it by count, I think we were probably somewhere around 50 people all in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Is that talking about on the membership side or total? Because you had vendors there as well.
Well, we had vendors and we had staff there, but
yeah.
that would be showrooms and vendors,
okay,
that I was including in that number. That
right.
doesn't include okay. hosting people and staff people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you didn't run down on Broadway and go into honky tonks, did you?
No, we didn't. We brought the honky tonk to us. We were COVID friendly, phase two compliant.
Yeah.
But we had two incredible music acts that we brought in for the group. We kept it fun.
Yeah.
We also were respectful. Everything was set up with, you know, social distancing. We had masks for those that didn't. We have hand sanitizer. We did everything humanly possible to make sure that we were safe.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everyone has different feelings about COVID and how they want to protect themselves, and we honored one and all.
All right, so that was last week. And what kind of feedback did you get? Were people glad they came?
Yeah, the members that came really loved it. Mm-hmm. Number one, the content was very rich.
Yeah.
Number two, a lot of them said they needed a break. They just needed to get away. And to get away with like-minded people in an environment that they felt was safe was super important to them. And even the vendors said, you know, look, the attendance is, you know, not what we would hope for.
Yeah.
But the people that were here were really active. And so we're glad, because we got a lot of quality time with the people that were interested. And that ended up being powerful for them. So, yeah, we're very glad.
Hey, you know, you're lucky, too. Nashville is a drive from the heartbeat of the flooring industry. So that way, a lot of the people on the supply side could just get up there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, again, we had some people who wanted to participate via Zoom, so we literally live-streamed the whole event. Mm-hmm. And we always tape our events, and we have a library of them for those who can't participate. You know, they can go through what's important to them in bite-sized pieces. So we do it every way possible.
All right, let's switch for a quick second. You have three stores, I believe, up in the Boston area. Tell me the brand name for those.
Those are a part of the Floor to Ceiling membership group, and they market under the brand Floors and Kitchens Today.
Uh-huh. Okay, and how's business with them?
Exceptional. Yeah. We were actually shut down for about a 30-day window from March, I don't know, 22nd to, you know, late April.
Yeah.
Literally completely shut down, and then we reopened, and we were clearly hurting during that period, but we've more than made up for it. We believe we're going to end up the year significantly up over the prior year.
Really?
And between the PPP funds that were available, which over 80% of our members we helped get in the first round, we're super happy about that.
Yeah.
and just being smart about our business, we're actually doing exceptionally well this year, both financially and in overall sales volume.
Okay, so you lost basically a 12th of the time period. You lost a month, and you're going to end up doing better than you did in 19. That's great to hear. And I guess most people I'm talking to are saying, let me just tell you, on the supplier side, most people are saying, you know, we're probably going to end up being 10% down for the year. I mean, if you had to just guess right now. But on the retailer
side, I'm hearing 10 to 20, Kemp, from the vendors.
Yeah, yeah.
With a few exceptions.
Yeah. So, but on the retailer side, I mean, there's been a shift. The home is an important investment now, so it's good news for flooring, isn't it?
Flooring and kitchens, absolutely, and bathrooms. We've heard from our memberships, at the end of June, we had about almost 70% of our members were up year to date, which is substantial.
Yeah.
Now, there's some markets that were just decimated, and of course they're not. Upstate New York, New York's one. Parts of New England got hit a little harder, and parts of California. But overall, 70% of our members at the end of June were up over the prior year.
Yeah.
We think that's incredible.
That is incredible. So I talked to Doug Chatterton last week, and I'm going to ask you the same question. When this is all a memory, what did we do differently? What did we change? How did we take advantage of this crisis to make sure we were satisfying the needs of the consumer?
Well, for our members, early on, we started doing sometimes two times a week, sometimes just weekly webinars.
Yeah.
And on those events, we started advising back in early March to go after commercial business, to go after what we call trade professional business, interior designers, small custom home builders, flippers.
Yeah.
And we talked about doing welfare checks and trying to reach consumers in their home that used to buy from you and just checking to see how they were.
Yeah.
Okay. And that shift, I think, helped a lot of members pick up business that was available, because while the business was shut down, those that were well capitalized were, in fact, willing to pay to have work done while their law office was closed or dental office was closed. And trade professional business seems to find a way to operate no matter what.
Yeah.
Those people don't have income if they're not selling work. So that ended up helping us quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And then on the digital side, we're on the front end of digital marketing. We're exceptionally aggressive as a group. And we made sure our members had digital showrooms, COVID messaging, and messaging about how they could service people in their homes, regardless of whether their brick and mortar was open.
Yeah.
And I think that helped a lot of members as well. So those are all shifts that we made that I think we'll continue to benefit from. And of course, everyone looked at their budgets and their staff and their footprint. And I think a lot of people found ways to save money that at the end of the day, they'll keep on saving money even as the business has returned.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's great. I appreciate the updates, and I'm glad to hear that you had a successful meeting. Again, been talking to Vinny Verga, the CEO of Floors & More, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.